Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the Labour Party has called today for funding for the state's dental treatment scheme for 1.5 million medical car patients to be restored to pre-crash levels. This comes after an Oireachtas committee was told yesterday by dentists that the scheme is on the brink of collapse and that an unprecedented number of dentists have withdrawn from the medical card scheme with serious repercussions for patients nationwide. We're going to speak now to Fintan Hourican, who is CEO of the Irish Dental Association. Fintan, thank you for joining us this evening. You might just explain to us what type of dental treatment patients on the medical card scheme are currently entitled to and how has that changed?
Thanks, Sarah. Approximately 1.5 million adults are entitled to dental care under the medical card scheme. It's a very limited scheme. It allows for one annual examination. It allows for up to two fillings. It allows for an unlimited number of extractions. And in emergency circumstances where patients have underlying medical conditions, there's a possibility of root canal treatment or dentures. They're the main features of the scheme. It's an extremely limited scheme. And prior to 2010, it was actually a much more wide-ranging scheme. So, you know, it started off as a preventative scheme back in the mid-90s. It's now an emergency pain relief scheme. But it's now in a state of crisis because of the unprecedented exodus of dentists from the scheme over the last 12 months in particular.
And what do you think has prompted that in the last 12 months if this has been ongoing since 2010?
Well, I think obviously during the pandemic, dental practices stayed open, but dentists incurred significant extra costs in maintaining and enhancing infection prevention and control. I think many dentists said to me that they were personally disappointed when the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, promised last June that within 7 days that they'd be all provided with PPE. To date, that still hasn't been delivered. I think many dentists had been in the scheme hoping that eventually the department would sit down and look at changing and replacing the scheme. But I think for many of them, they felt, well, that's the final insult. Not only is there going to be no attempt made to deal with the issue, we're now going to be told one thing, it's not being delivered. We're incurring extra costs and financially it's no longer viable for us.
So in terms of the practical implications then for people who are on medical cards, say if you have two fillings in a year and then you need a third filling, you can't pay for it perhaps. Is there a possibility that people have to opt for the tooth to be pulled rather than pay for a filling?
Well, unfortunately, that's quite commonplace. I suppose the consequences for patients where there are fewer dentists in the scheme is, in the first instance, it's harder to find a dentist in your locality. The HSE ultimately is responsible for arranging your dental care. They offer contracts to local dentists to provide that care. So in the first instance, if you're in pain, you might find that the dentist you went to previously no longer operates the scheme. You should then ask the HSE to find another dentist. But when nearly a quarter of all dentists have left in the last 12 months, it's now becoming a real issue for patients to find a dentist to see them to start with.
So how much more money then are dentists looking for in order to come back into the scheme?
Well, it's not a question of looking for more money. We believe that the current scheme is unfit. And we have warned that, you know, attempts just to apply a quick shot of investment in the scheme isn't of itself going to work. We don't want adrenaline pumped into an ailing body or scheme. We actually want a completely different approach taken to enabling access to dental care, particularly for those who are struggling to afford the cost of dental care.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Fintan Hourican, CEO of the Irish Dental Association.